Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We're here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Sports Byline at USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio Sport Zone, the American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, iHeartRadio, iTunes, TuneIn Radio. Well, this goes on and on. The most listened to daily pro wrestling and mixed martial arts radio show in the world. A lot of stuff to get into here today. Once again, as we open up the show, we've got breaking news. This straight from McCall.com, McCall.com. Wrestling legend Jimmy Superfly Snuka to be charged in girlfriend's 1983 death. Wrestling legend Jimmy Superfly Snuka is being charged with third-degree murder and involuntary manslaughter for the death of his girlfriend more than 32 years ago following an assault in an Allentown area motel. Lehigh County authorities said the charges will be announced at a news conference this afternoon. Snuka, 72, was arrested this morning in his New Jersey home. Arraigned at 1:50 p.m. Tuesday from the Lehigh County Central Booking Center, he was sent to county jail under $100,000 bail. District Attorney Jim Martin reopened the case last year, months after the Morning Call published an investigation raising questions about the death of Snuka's girlfriend Nancy Argentino in May 1983 and revealing a never-before-seen autopsy report that labeled the case a homicide. A grand jury's term ended at the end of July. At the time of Argentino's death, Snuka was one of World Wrestling Federation's biggest names, known for his high-flying finishing move. Reached Tuesday by phone, Argentino's sister, Luis Argentino Upham, said it's a relief, especially since her mother turns 90 this year and will be able to see justice served. That just came out. As noted, there's going to be a news conference later on this afternoon. Jimmy Superfly Snuka recently announced he was suffering from cancer, now facing third-degree murder and involuntary manslaughter charges. We got Raw to talk about as well. There's so much news coming out of the show last night. And more Wrestling Observer Live coming up after the break. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
The 2 for $5 deal at Burger King just got hotter. That's right, we just spiced it up with the new extra long jalapeno cheeseburger. Feel the flame with two all-beef patties side by side stacked with fiery jalapenos. They're like little green firecrackers exploding in your mouth. Oh yeah, did we mention you can get two sandwiches at Burger King for just $5? But if that's too much fire for one mouth, you can mix and match with a Big King, Big Fish, or original chicken sandwich. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
Fantasy football just got a whole lot more interesting because at DraftKings.com, you could start the season by winning a piece of $10 million. And for the first time, DraftKings will crown two millionaires in one day. DraftKings is America's favorite one-week fantasy football site. One-week fantasy means no season-long commitments. It's like a brand new season every time you play. Just pick your players, pile up the points, and pick up your winnings. Don't wait until the end of the season to get paid. You've already been scouting players for your season-long fantasy team. Put that knowledge to the test in week one and every week this football season at DraftKings.com. You could turn your love of football into a life-changing payday. Start by winning your share of $10 million. This isn't fantasy as usual. This is DraftKings. Welcome to the big time. Get to DraftKings.com now and enter promo code Monsanto to play free for your shot at the $2 million top prize in the Week 1 Millionaire Maker. That's Monsanto for free entry at DraftKings.com.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable. That has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA Network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We're joined by Mike Sempervive, also of WrestlingObserver.com. A lot of news today. We noted during the first segment there, wrestling legend Jimmy Superfly Sarge and girlfriend's 1983 death. 32 years later. Jimmy Snuka charged with third-degree murder, involuntary manslaughter for the death of his girlfriend following an assault in an Allentown area motel. Charges going to be announced officially at a news conference this afternoon. This from the local paper here. Snuka has been arrested, 72 years old. He has been sent to the county jail, $100,000 bail. Death of Nancy Argentino, May 1983. She was 23 years old. Mike, any thoughts on this story?
I'm surprised. I guess I'm not shocked, but I remember, I think it was Irv Mushnick. And I think, I don't know if it was a Penthouse column or what it was, but I remember, this is early 2000s, seeing it online, and the column ended up with a couple of his others ended up being put into a book called Wrestling Babylon in 2007. And he was really hard on this case as, and it was,
yes,
I just, Snuka lost a wrongful death case in 1985 from the family. And said that he was broke and couldn't pay it, never paid it. There had been talk about this for a long time because he had changed his story, and he had told people reportedly that he had shoved her. But I just, you know, as time goes on, and here we are in 2015, he's 72 years old. Part of me didn't think it was ever going to happen, even though that they seemed to be investigating again, even though they seemed to be looking into, were there any mess ups in the investigation, which led to them, you know, doing things the wrong way and or coming to the wrong decision. I'm just surprised that the whole thing has come to pass now. And it's just a pretty sad and pathetic situation. I know Jimmy Snuka had talked about it or written about it in his autobiography. And so his case is out there as well. He has not wanted to really speak about it since. And I guess you wouldn't blame him for doing that. And I'm just surprised now that I'm not shocked, but I'm surprised after all this time, it seems to be that for the family, at least, they're looking at the chance of getting some justice out of this.
I am surprised. I did not expect him to be charged. And that's not because I know anything about the case. I'm just surprised that here we are in 2015 and he is in fact now been charged with third degree murder and involuntary manslaughter. From the article here, Snook had been at a WWF taping at the Allentown Fairgrounds on May 10, 1983. Returned to his Whitehall Township motel room to find Argentino, 23, of Brooklyn, gasping for air and oozing from her mouth and nose, records show. She was pronounced dead the next day. An autopsy determined she died of traumatic brain injuries, and she suffered more than 2 dozen cuts and bruises, a possible sign of, quote, mate abuse, on her head, ear, chin, arms, hands, back, buttocks, legs, and feet. Autopsy also determined her injuries were consistent with being hit with a stationary object. In an autopsy report, forensic pathologist Isidore Mihalikis wrote that the case should be investigated as a homicide until otherwise. Snuka originally told at least five people, including the responding police officer, that he had shoved Argentino earlier that day, causing her to fall and hit her head, according to police interviews. He later told police those five people misunderstood him, and Argentino slipped and hit her head when they stopped along the highway to urinate. Snuka was the only person of interest in the case, but was never charged until today, 2015, 22 years later. And we'll be following this. As noted, there's going to be a press conference or some sort of, I guess it's a press conference later on today where they officially announce these charges. He has been arrested, $100,000 bail, 72 years old. He's in jail right now. So that's the update there on Jimmy Snuka. Another update here. It's like Wrestling Observer Crime. What are the crime shows they've got? Unsolved? I don't even know. But anyway, yesterday there was a shooting.
24 and all those shows now, I guess.
Sure. Yesterday there was a shooting at the WWE Performance Center. We now know the man's name, Armando Alejandro Montalvo. He was shot, 29 years old. Essentially what happened was he had been, there's a lot of stuff going on. This was not his first incident with WWE. I believe he may have even gone to WWE headquarters in Stamford because he posted a video about how he wanted to get a job. And I think he actually went all the way to Stamford to film this video. He did not get a job. So he had been, there are a lot of things. I don't even want to go into the details here, especially on Observer Live, where it's a family show, everybody. We're here on over-the-air affiliates, but he did some very questionable things. He smeared some questionable substances over the doors at the WWE Performance Center and a lot more. And the story is that he was fixated on a WWE diva. And so far today, we have gotten two names. These names are now public, and so people are talking about these two divas. One of them was AJ Lee, and one of them was Lita. Now, I should note that there are people at WWE Developmental and who have worked at the Performance Center that believe that the whole deal about being fixated on these divas has in fact been blown out of proportion. Since that, I guess he'd done videos and he, I can't even remember the exact terminology that he'd use, but it was something like, this one is for AJ Lee or something like that. And he'd done another one that was something like, this one's for the NWO. So I'm not sure if he was obsessed with these women and he was stalking them or if he was just, I mean, the feeling from people there is he was just a crazed fan. And he was doing all of this wacky stuff and making videos and dedicating them to a number of different people, including Lita, AJ, and I believe the NWO. But the point of this is he came back and the cops were called. And the belief was that he had a knife. Now, I don't know if he had a knife. And so far, nothing has come out from the police about the guy having a knife. Maybe he did, maybe he didn't, but they believed he did. And so he charged a police officer, and this is from multiple witnesses. He charged an officer, told him to stop. The officer backed up, and there was a great deal of distance in between them. And the officer's backing up, backing up, backing up. The guy kept coming, the guy kept coming, the officer's backing up. And basically, the officer waited until the guy was virtually right on top of him, and then one shot took the guy down. And as of yesterday, the guy was in for emergency surgery. He was critical. Yet stable, I believe, is how they classified it. But it's a disaster of a situation. And the cops are going to be coming and talking to every single person at the Performance Center. There were a lot of witnesses to this situation. So anyway, that's the update on this guy. But what a story.
And it's I guess there are people that are saying he wasn't, you know, he was just kind of a big goof.
You can't charge an officer.
You can't, and you really shouldn't.
Violated restraining order.
Well, I saw his Instagram, and I will say this. When you look at some of the things that were put up there and how he has repeatedly, you know, entered or gotten on, you know, the Performance Center property and rolled right up to the door and rolled right up to WWE headquarters, apparently. When you look at what's on his Instagram, what's on Twitter, we should all be happy that this ended the way that it did and couldn't have been far worse. Maybe he wouldn't have done anything, but when you look at his Twitter and his Instagram, it most certainly could have.
Back in a moment with more Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $20, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Attention catheter users. Stop reusing dirty catheters. Catheters are now disposable. Recent changes in Medicare now allow patients up to 200 disposable catheters a month, all at little or no cost to you. We bill Medicare. Put an end to the mess and risk of infection by using old catheters. Just use a catheter once and throw it away. Eliminate trips to the pharmacy and insurance paperwork. Shipping is free. Receive a free catheter sample by calling and joining Medical Direct Club right now.
Call 1-800-399-9018 to receive your free catheter sample discreetly delivered right to your door. That's 1-800-399-9018. 1-800-399-9018. Call 1-800-399-9018 today.
Deductibles and copays apply. Free catheter samples require qualified membership. Sample will arrive with 90-day order.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We're back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com, joined by Mike Sempervive, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Here talking about the shooting of Armando Alejandro Montalvo. And yes, that is very similar to Armando Alejandro Estrada. From talking to people or from hearing from people at the Performance Center, it's a weird situation because, as noted, listen, you can't run at a cop, okay? The cop's telling you to stop. There's a restraining order. You're charging him. I mean, you're going to get shot. There are people that kind of share your thought in the sense that, well, you know, if this hadn't happened, God only knows what would have happened in the future. And we don't know. Who knows? But there were people here. This was not the first time this guy had been dealt with. And there were people that thought, okay, this guy is a lunatic. He is a crazy wrestling fan, but he's largely harmless. I mean, yes, he did come swinging a chain, but I don't know.
He crapped into a bucket and poured it on the doors.
Yeah, he's out of his mind.
At the Performance Center.
Yeah.
And this, again, there is more stuff like this. So I don't know what the next step would be, but the next step for him was obviously running top speed at a cop and getting shot.
Bad idea.
So God knows what it could have been.
Bad idea. So anyway, we have a lot of other news to talk about here today. Fallout from the Hulk Hogan. Did you see the Hulk Hogan interview on Good Morning America and Nightline? It was the same interview.
I didn't know, unless it was longer on Nightline.
It was longer on Nightline.
The four-minute version or whatever it was that was him talking to Amy Robach in all black, except for the gold chain, the gold crucifix hanging down.
This guy.
Go ahead. Our comic relief of the day, Hulk Hogan being Hulk Hogan, never know when to stop being Hulk Hogan.
It's so.
Even though he says he's just Terry.
It's so weird. Because, listen, if anybody thinks that Hulk Hogan does not feel terrible about this whole thing, if anybody thinks that Hogan does not want everyone to forgive him, if anybody thinks that Hogan does not deeply regret this, I mean, of course he does. He is just Terry. But at the same time, him being on there saying, well, I'm not the Hulk Hogan that slams giants and all this. It's like, yeah, you are. You have been for this entire interview here today. This guy cannot help himself. But to tell stories, Hulk Hogan is his. He went on there on Good Morning America Nightline, and he told a story. And I'm sure, like in all of Hulk Hogan's stories, there is a kernel. Maybe there's a lot of truth in what he said. I don't know. I'm not there, but I do know that already today, there have been stories. I know Bix wrote a story about this. I've seen it in other places where people have gone. And they have interviewed people from Hulk Hogan's old neighborhood, where Hulk Hogan claims, man, it was just a neighborhood I grew up in. Every morning I woke up and we all greeted each other with words like this. It's just how it was down there. And they've interviewed people from those neighborhoods, and they're like, we don't know what this guy's talking about. It's not how it was here in this neighborhood. What is he even saying? And Hogan telling stories about, I don't know. He literally cannot help himself.
Especially when we're all products of our environment. We really are. We all probably, do and say things when we're young that we don't, we regret or saying or doing in hindsight. I mean, things happen. Thing is, you're a 60-something-year-old man, and I know this was, look, I have sympathy for Hulk Hogan in that he didn't know he was being taped. He didn't know he was being taped having sex. This whole thing is so sordid and pathetic. And look how this stuff came out. I mean, it almost seemed like they were blackmailing him before it came out. This whole thing is so disgusting and sordid. With that said, when you go on Good Morning America and then you try to blame your upbringing 60 years ago in Florida, which obviously those people have, that have been around him, like you said, are saying, no, it's not how he grew up. But the point is, it doesn't matter how you were raised. You have been in this life for a long time. You have seen a lot. You have traveled more than most people ever will. You've got a chance to experience people and to meet people of all. So you're going back at this age, you're going back to being a product of your environment. How ignorant do you come across doing that? And how phony do you come across doing that? And I think him just being upset and saying it was the lowest point in my life, I was trying to be, cute and funny, even though obviously it was not. He was trying, with talking to his son, I was trying to, whatever it was, don't do what you did, I guess. And just not saying really anything, just saying you're sorry and saying I'm going to work on being a better person and walking away from it. Probably would have done more than the goofiness of yesterday. But then again, maybe the goofiness of yesterday will be somewhat swept under the rug, because most people out there who know who Hulk Hogan is don't care about the hardcore aspect of things. It's just they think of Hulk Hogan and wrestling Hulk Hogan, and that's all of the thought they're going to put into it. And there's, you know, there's other people that are going to want to beat this to death and hold on to it forever. I think ultimately it doesn't matter. He's made his own bed. It's going to be a long time before he comes back. And at his age, I wonder if it's going to be in enough time where he can really rebuild himself back up as far as a wrestling point of view goes. And honestly, that may never actually happen, which is, again, it's sad, but it's also self-caused.
So we got to talk about Raw. As you were noting this, I just got word that they have added a segment to SmackDown. And by the way, everybody, keep in mind that many times ideas for SmackDown, and by the time SmackDown gets taped, these don't even happen. But tonight on SmackDown, they're supposed to be taping a segment where Lana and Dolph Ziggler are going to be on Miz TV, which is this storyline. If you guys didn't see Raw, I actually love this storyline now because it's so different than what they normally do, and it's so wacky. So last night on Raw, Dolph Ziggler and Rusev have a match, and I don't even remember the finish, but it was inconclusive. DQ, Summer Rae ran in. Anyway, Dolph and Lana clear the ring, and they're all happy, and they're kissing, and they're hugging, and everything is great. Honeymoon period or whatever. Go backstage, and Lana tells Dolph as he's being interviewed, go take a shower, baby, and then come find me. And he gets all excited, and so he cuts the interview short, and he goes into his dressing room. Now, the big story here, everybody, is that Dolph Ziggler has a dressing room. That's news to me, but he's got one. So he goes into his dressing room, and Renee starts saying, hey, fans, here's what we're going to see on the show tonight, which is also breaking news because they never do this. So as she's hyping up the show, you see Hot Summer sneaking into Dolph's dressing room. So they go on with the show, and later on in the show, there's another thing backstage. There's another interview segment, and all of a sudden you hear like a scream or something, and you see Summer running down the hall, and Dolph comes out of his dressing room, and he's got his towel halfway down, and he's stunned. He's stunned. So then the next segment is Pouty Lana is there with Dolph, and she's gravely upset. And Dolph is trying to explain, dude, I'm in the shower, and Summer walked into my dressing room uninvited, and I kicked her out, and yes, it's true, she saw me naked. And Lana is... I always thought Lana was supposed to be a babyface here, but now they've with one segment, turned her into a crazy psycho heel. She can't believe that Summer has seen Dolph Ziggler naked. Dolph is insisting, she snuck in. I didn't know. I had nothing. What did you want me to do? I had nothing to do with this. Nothing happened. She snuck in. I kicked her out. Lana will have none of this. The very fact that Summer has seen Dolph naked is too much for her to handle. And so the final segment is Renee interviews Summer Rae. And Summer, all they were missing was that deal where, you know, the screen just kind of, the waves go through it and you hear that bring or whatever. And she's reminiscing about this moment where Dolph invited her in. And she walked in and he got out of the shower. And she's explaining in detail the shower water over his naked body. I'm not even sure I can say this on over the... But anyway, they go back to Lana, and Lana is devastated. Lana believes everything that Summer has said. She believes nothing that Dolph has said. And as a viewer, all I can think is, this chick is out of her mind. She's crazy! I guess we'll see where they go here. I'm sure this is going to end with a swerve. I don't know if the swerve is going to be that Dolph and Summer really together, or if somehow it is... What I want is it for it to come out that Lana and Rusev set up Dolph and Summer, the two Americans, and so Rusev and Lana end up back together, because in this whole four-way deal, the only two that have any charisma together are Rusev and Lana. Summer and Rusev have no charisma. Lana and Dolph have no charisma. This whole thing has been a complete disaster. They've just got to get the Russians back together, and then we can move on from there. But man, what a turn of the worm, as they say, on Raw last night.
Now I know why they don't want to hire anybody who ever has any wrestling experience or knowledge growing up really being obsessed watching professional wrestling. because those people would know to just go back and rewind the tape and figure that something heelish is going on, but that doesn't happen. We have these people. This is always new to them. And in this scenario playing out, if they decided to take the turn that they did with Torrey Wilson and Billy Gunn and Jamie Noble and Nydia, how would you feel about that?
What, Al Wilson dies in the end? We've already seen that.
No, the four of them in bed together.
I see. Well, listen, I don't think that's going to happen, but we'll talk more about this after the break. Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-414-1051. That's 1-800-414-1051. 1-800-414-1051. Call now.
Sweet memories fill this place. Can't wait to get a taste. Come on home.
Labor Day is almost here. And what better way to celebrate than with Eckrich Smoked Sausage on the grill? Come on home to the savory smokehouse taste of Eckrich Smoked Sausage, bringing families together for over 120 years.
The love is waiting, so come on home.
Come on home to Eckrich.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com, joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. We're talking Raw at my new favorite angle of all time with Dolph Ziggler and Hot Summer and Rusev and Lana. Now, Mike, before the break, you mentioned that how come these idiots don't go and watch the television show and then find out that this is all a ruse? Well, I watch the show, Mike, and We don't know what happened in that dressing room. If Lana goes back and watches a replay of the show, the only thing that is not seen is Ray's claim that Dolph invited her into the locker room. But all we know otherwise is that Summer went into his locker room. We don't know what happened. But we do know, Mike, we do know that they were in there for a while based on the timing of the segments. And we also know that she ran off screaming. So if you're Lana and you're nuts, you could watch back and go, she's telling the truth. I can't believe it.
I guess, but it's wrestling. Well, then again, it's wrestling. And so Dolph immediately left the interview. Lana goes. Dolph says, I got to go take a shower now. He leaves and goes into his dressing room. And we are to think, now I don't know, maybe I'm a little slower than other people, but in the time it took for Summer Rae to then go into his dressing room, he was fully declothed. He was already in the middle of this shower as it was going on, and that took a entire, what, maybe 9 seconds?
And that's his claim. That's his claim. She may have snuck in and undressed him.
You're asking for it, because I know that you have unbridled glee for this storyline.
This is the greatest storyline ever now.
I have unbridled glee for anything that usually has to do with Rusev, although the other three in this exchange I care about not as much. You know we're just begging for something stupid to happen here. You know that, right?
What do you mean something stupid? It's going to be. It's all stupid. It's great.
But are you okay? Again, the four of them, when they have no out to this, like...
they're going to have an out. Even if the out is like Rusev and Lana get back together and they're really mad at the stupid Americans. And I mean, the only downside is this feud has to continue for like another 6 months now. But
what if this ends up with Dolph and both chicks?
That ain't going to happen.
And beating up... It could.
No, that's not going to happen. Come
on. It could.
Dude, Dolph with one chick has put the brakes on both of their careers. So two chicks is just not going to... This just can't work.
Now, I know what you're saying, but my God, look at Rusev. Look what they have him in
hey,
right
what,
now.
Maybe Rusev ends up with two women.
I'm actually okay. Hot Lana and Hot Summer?
Yeah. He's a dual citizen, so to speak. Got a Russian and an American.
Oh, man.
He'd be a huge babyface is the only problem. Maybe that's what they want to do.
That's in some ways they probably should be anyway, because I find it incredibly difficult to boo Rusev. He's good at everything. He's not great at anything, but boy,
he's great
good
at interviews,
everything.
And he's great at Twitter. So that's two things on the great list.
And he likes hockey, and we're going into hockey season, so good on him.
All right, now the other thing we got to talk about is the...
My man Miroslav.
Miroslav Barnyashev. The greatest wrestling name in the world, and they renamed him Alex. Can you believe that? Anyway, so the latest on the Divas Revolution. It's pretty much a Divas
resolution
now. We've resolved to the fact that this is not going to work. So last night, the big deal, as we talked about yesterday, was the Beat the Clock Challenge. And they did not, in fact, do the tie gimmick. And thank God they didn't, because they would have screwed it up. Because they screwed up the final match. The timing of the final match was completely off. What happened was, it's a beat-the-clock challenge with Team PCB. And all three of the girls were going to have a match, and whoever had the quickest time was going to get a match with Nikki Bella at Night of Champions, which will be taking place shortly after Nikki Bella does, in fact, break the record and becomes the longest-reigning Divas Champion of the modern era, as literally two people in the entire company care about, I'm sure. But anyway, first match is Becky Lynch and Alicia Fox. Now, you cannot convince me. I'm telling you right now, nobody, I feel like Big Show challenging the audience to retire him. You cannot convince me that the fact that the first match in the Beat the Clock Challenge went 3 minutes and 21 seconds is not a flat-out indication that the Divas Revolution is dead. Because I've seen a million Beat the Clock matches, and the first match always goes like 8 minutes, 9 minutes, sometimes even like 12 minutes. The idea that they Beat the Clock Challenge is like a quick thing, it's never been a quick thing in WWE. The first match is always long. And you had three matches here. So if you had faith in these women as workers, there's no way the first match would have been over in 3 minutes and 21 seconds. But it was. So Becky wins the first match in 3:21. That leads to Charlotte having a match, and she wins her match against Brie Bella in 1 minute and 40 seconds. So what that does is that leaves Paige less than 140 to win and get a shot at Nikki Bella, which would be her 9,000th title shot, by the way, but that's another matter entirely. So 140 is the time to beat. Paige gets in there with Sasha. They're going 9 million miles an hour as they've got to. And the finish is supposed to be that Paige hits her Rampage DDT. The other girls pull her out of the ring. Sasha gets back in, and Paige has her in her submission, the PTO. And Sasha is about to submit when the bell rings. Couldn't even time that right. Paige gets back in the ring. Sasha gets back in the ring. Paige is desperately trying to put her in the hold when the time limit expires. Now, the one good thing about this was we got the greatest performance of Charlotte's entire WWE career so far, where when her bestie, when her pinky-swearing best friend fails, Charlotte, who is now getting the championship match, has to be filled with excitement at this opportunity, but at the same time not be too excited because her friend failed in order to give her this opportunity. And Charlotte did this perfectly. She could just barely contain her excitement, but she was able to. It was actually very, very good. So Charlotte is going to be facing Nikki for the title at Night of Champions. Probably a title change, unless they want to hold it off for the, I think, TLC or something like that, or whatever it is in Brooklyn, so maybe Sasha could get it there or whatever the deal is. But yeah, they had a series, and that's the best I can say about it.
The night was set up for talk last night, so even if you shaved 4 minutes off of Ziggler and Rusev, which you could have, made that only about 10 minutes.
You could have shaved 9 minutes of it.
Well, and Owens and Cesaro was long too, although I really liked that one, and that went, you know, everything else on the show was pretty much short. So I don't know where you would have wanted to add it in. I think the matches should have went a little bit longer. I don't know if that's the shortness or the shortness. I'm sure there's a better word that is in proper English that could be used in that. But the shortness of the match, I don't think was as big of a deal as you think it is, as far as being the high sign that they're done with everything. The matches should have been a little bit longer, but I'm actually in a way happy that they did go so short. And you're right when it comes to Charlotte, because, you know, she kind of bit the bottom lip and gave the pump the fist a little bit, like, yeah, I got it. But she did do a great job playing into that. And I think how it happened with Paige being, you know, obviously rushed to try to get in there and put the armbar on it, it just didn't work out. That actually benefited Charlotte's reaction a lot more. So I do agree with you there. Again, I don't think anything on the show. I mean, we had Ryback and Big Show didn't go all that long, although it felt like forever. The Braun Strowman thing didn't go all that long. And it was a weird night last night. I would not have had, this is just me, I don't know why, I guess, why you had to beat the New Day. I would have had the New Day screw the Dudleys, you know, and kind of, you know, let this linger on for longer. I don't know why, or I guess it just immediately sets the Dudleys up for a tag match or to be involved in a three-way with Titus and Darren, too, who I'm going to assume, since they're out there on commentary every week, are going to invoke their rematch clause. So we'll probably get a three-way between those teams. So I guess in that way it makes some sense, although I still would not have beaten the New Day with the Dudleys. And then Sting telling Seth Rollins to get off Triple H's lawn. You know, it was a night of talk, and I guess to set things up going forward. And I don't know if I liked all of it, but I guess I'll have to watch and see.
We got a guy here on Twitter who paid way more attention than I did. Who says that Summer is clearly lying because she made a comment about Dolph having no tan lines, and they made sure that his towel was falling down, and revealing that in fact he did have tan lines. Evidence.
I guess, although we have seen, you know, years and years and years of the fans pay more attention to this sometimes in continuity, especially continuity, than anyone working inside the company.
Well, I mean, he's right, but at the same time, okay, so Lana is right there watching the interview with Summer, and Summer is claiming, I can't believe he didn't have any tan lines. Now, if Lana is really hooked up with Ziggler, Lana should know immediately that he has no tan lines. And so either they're not paying any attention whatsoever, or they're paying a lot of attention.
And, well, wait a second. I thought they weren't hooking up, though. They just read books together and hung out by
the fire. That was
at the
beginning. They've moved on to second base. So that would indicate maybe the story is that Lana immediately knew that Summer was lying when she listened to her interview. And she's pretending that she's very, very upset with Ziggler. And they're in the meantime, planning some sort of diabolical turn. I don't know. There's a lot. This is why I like it. There's a lot of different ways that they could go. And there's not been a storyline like this for a while where there's a lot of different ways they could go. There's a lot of different pairings that could come out of this. I'm enjoying it so far.
I guess we'll.
But then there's the other part of it. I'm going to analyze it even more. So if Summer is lying,
why?
Okay, let's just say that Hot Summer is lying.
I could not believe such a thing.
Work either. So okay, so now I'm really confused. So let's say that Summer really did sneak in as Ziggler claimed. She snuck in and she saw him naked. Okay, now. In the storyline, both Summer and Ziggler agree on that part of the story. She snuck in and she saw him naked. They both admitted that, okay? So if she saw him naked, why would she lie about his tan lines? That doesn't make any sense.
Well, maybe she was so mesmerized by something that she saw that she didn't have a chance to realize.
Poor witness is what you're saying. I can believe. So many ways they could go with this. By the way, I'd like to alert everybody that if you enjoyed Chikara Week last week, leading into the King of Trios weekend coming up this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday in Easton, Pennsylvania, at the Funplex, if I recall correctly.
Yes.
There is a Ring of Honor pay-per-view that is coming up on September 18th, and it looks like next week. Maybe it's 2 weeks from now. Point is, we're going to have Ring of Honor week. We will have 5 big Ring of Honor guests, a new guest every day here on this program, leading up to that September 18th show. So I'm very excited about that. I don't know who we're going to get yet. Told them to get some good ones, and we'll see how it goes. But it's going to be a lot of fun. Back in a moment with more Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-221-0010 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-221-0010. That's 888-221-0010.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help, and your insurance may offer coverage.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Hey, back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com, joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. And yes, Ed is right on Twitter. We are going to do a Shine Week as well coming up, leading up to their next television or their next DVD, whatever they call them. So that is also in the works. You can look forward to that. And tonight, everybody, on the Brian and Vinny show, I think the problem with me is I do about 9,000 shows, and it's impossible to listen to all of them. I feel like I've said this 50 times, but some people still are asking, so I'm going to say it again. Yes, the Nitro reviews are already back. We didn't even take a week off. We gave up on Nitro last Tuesday. I lost my mind. I retweeted something in the range of 100 tweets about how terrible the buffering was. I ranted and raved on this program and on the subscriber-only programs. I cannot take credit for the network issues being fixed, but they're fixed. So I will take credit. But anyway, we're watching Nitro tonight, everybody. So the Brian and Vinny show tonight with Craig will feature a Raw review from last night as well as Nitro from 19 years ago this week. So you can all look forward to that in the program tonight. And if you are a subscriber, you get full access to everything. The immediate downloads of this show every single day, which you can podcast. The members-only shows that we do. I usually do 2 to 3 shows every single day. And by the way, if you did not hear yesterday's Filthy Tom Lawler show, UFC star Filthy Tom Lawler's on every Monday. You missed out! And if you're looking for a date, you really should listen. So that's up there as well. 7,000 shows in the archives. There's a lot of great stuff. But hey, we're back tomorrow. Every day free here on Sports Byline USA. Noon Pacific, 3 Eastern. So we'll talk to everybody then. Want to thank everybody at Byline. Mike, as always, the callers and listeners. Talk to you tomorrow. Wrestling Observer Live. Sports Byline USA Radio Network.